Bojko Djukanović. I'm a professor at the University of Montenegro. In a way, I'm in a double role. I'm a EDC HRE coordinator for Montenegro, and I'm an expert in the project. Well, I have been developing the project materials, preparing the training, and doing the training myself.
How's that worked out in practice?
Well, it worked very well, and we are very pleased with what we have achieved so far, because, by the way, the trainees responded to the project. We realized that it was something that was really very welcome and really needed by our teachers, because all of them claimed that they need these trainings, and that the training we have given them is just something that gave them the idea that and that they would need much more, not only the training itself, but much more knowledge on the topics along with the further training.
Do you imply then that there has not been very much work on this aspect of education before in Montenegro? This is perhaps a new subject.
I could give you two ideas that came up through in our work with the teachers. First of all, this is for the first time the research and the training focused directly on controversial issues. Some of these issues have been tackled through some other projects and some other activities, but not as a main issue, main topic that should be dealt with. And controversial issues is something really that is bothering all the educational workers. So they were really very happy that someone at last got the idea that it should be dealt as a main problem and main issue. And when we talked to them whether this would be introduced through a special subject, or it can be a kind of co-curricular, or maybe dealt through some other subject in school, they think that this need not be a special subject, but it has to be, or it must be dealt in school through other subjects. But the idea was that it should mainly be dealt through social subjects, or humanities, as we used to say. Although we think that it could also be some of the problems could be dealt through biology, through some of the sciences.
Of course, this whole pilot project scheme has been an international one. You're one of a number of countries working on this. How important has that been for you, working with other people in other countries?
It is very, really, very important, because you have the feeling that you are a part of a larger family, which always gives you strength to go on. And even our participants at the training, I mean the trainees, when they have heard that this is a European project, they were much more reluctant to respond, ready to respond to everything, because they also felt more important, and they also hoped for good final results, which would be very beneficial to them, because they also had a feeling that security and importance, and hope that the results would be very relevant, you know, because...
Especially with the Council of Europe.
With the Council, of course.
How important has this been for you personally? What have you personally got out of this?
More confidence in what I'm doing, because I'm in this field, human rights education and education for active citizenship, for over 16 years. So a project like this gives you really a sense of confidence that you are on the right track, and that you have accomplished something, that you have contributed to the educational processes, but also, of course, that you have learned quite a lot, and that you are still learning, because every day With every session, you get something, another point of views, something else, something more, something that widens your horizons and makes you more flexible, more tolerant, more open-minded. And open-mindedness is something that is necessary in this process, really, really necessary.
How did you find the teachers reacted to the concept? What reaction did you get? And what reaction did you expect?
Well, we were very suspicious whether dealing with controversial issues would be welcomed by the teachers. And we were very happy and very positively surprised that their reactions were very responsive, that their responses were very, very positive, that actually they all claimed that that was something that they needed badly in their everyday practices, just to be instructed how to deal with everyday problems, with the everyday controversies they meet in their teaching practices.